Hello, everybody. This is Evie Burke of One Insight Closer, and welcome to Module Number 3, Your Keep in Touch System. So in this module, you're going to go through and decide how are you going to stay in touch with your A, Bs, and Cs, all of the people that you identified in last week's module. You know, what does that look like? What are your options? So we're going to go into that in this module. One of the things that I do want to make sure that we understand, and I know I touched on it last week, and I just want to say it again, is that there is a difference between your referral partners, your email list, and your potential clients. These are three separate groups. There might be some overlap, but the messages that go out to these groups are going to be different. Okay, so let's talk first of all about your referral partners, or sometimes they're called power partners. We talked about it last week. Just want to reiterate. So your referral partners, your power partners, they're going to be people who have, or business owners, that have the same ideal client as you, but they serve them in a different way. So me, I help people with networking. So some good referral partners for me might be somebody who leads a networking group. It might be somebody who is an accountant or a lawyer that specializes in working with entrepreneurs who work from home or entrepreneurs in general. Another potential good referral partner for me would be a business coach. So somebody who's focused on the marketing message as a whole and all of those options. We might be good referral partners if somebody needs just that specific help with the networking. Okay, so that's what a good referral partner, that's what a power partner looks like. Okay, now the other one that we focused on last time about the difference was potential clients. So your potential clients and your referral partners, again, those are different categories. There might be some overlap, but the messages that go out to them are going to be different. So with a referral partner, you're creating this Keep in Touch program. You're reaching out to them. In the module, we cover sending cards, sending item of value letters, personalized newsletters, personal emails. And these are all things that are really geared on, A, them remembering, oh, yeah, this person is out there and this is the service that they have, or letting them know what's going on in your business or, you know, something else. All right, now for a potential client, the things that you're going to be sending them are going to be looking a little bit different. You want to track where they are. So you might say, okay, I talked to Jane 3 months ago, and she said this wasn't the right time to work with her. And when I asked for permission, if I could reach out to her again in 3 months to see if this was a better time, you know, she thought that was a great idea. So now it's 3 months later, and I want to reach out to her. Well, that email is going to look so completely different than the email you send out to a referral partner, right? Because with the potential client, you're reaching out again, making a phone call, probably, ideally, and just saying, hey, you know, Jane, we talked 3 months ago, and I know these were some of the things that you had going on, and I was just wondering, you know, how are you doing with those things? What's going on? I know you said to give you a call back to see if this was a better time. So, you know, is this something that you want to explore again? You know, so that's not something you're going to be saying to your referral partners. So, again, those conversations are going to be different. They might be in the same system so that you can track, you know, where they are and when you want to reach out to them again. But the communications are going to be different. All right? Now, the third thing here is your email list. So these are emails that you send out with AWeber, MailChimp, Constant Contact, iContact, Mad Mimi. There's probably another dozen or more out there that either I don't know about or just haven't included in this list. But these are people who are on your newsletter, your electronic newsletter list, your e-zine list, e-zine, however you want to pronounce it. And you're staying in contact with them, but this is different than the Keep in Touch that I'm talking about here, because the people on your email list might be people that you've never met. They could be people that came across your opt-in on your website, and they just randomly found your website, and they wanted to, you know what was going on or get more information or thought you had some really great stuff to share and wanted some more of it. Okay, so they are not somebody that you're going to be approaching like a referral partner, right? So they don't go in this keep in touch system either. Okay, your email list, your e-sign list, that's going to be separate. Okay, again, if you have any questions about these, if you need any clarifications, Q&A calls. That's what they're there for. You know, jump on the one that's coming up and get your question answered. Now, one of the other topics that I cover that is covered in this module is resistance. So sometimes when we're putting these things together and we're getting ready to hit send or put something in the mail, we kind of stop and we look at it, or even before we make the phone call, we're like, oh, I don't know that I want to do this. This is scary. What if I don't want to bother them? What if this is not something that they want to see from me? And, you know, we might get nervous. I know sometimes I get nervous doing these things. You know, I wonder, am I bothering somebody? You know, all my stuff comes up. So just know that's natural, completely natural. And there's a little bit in the module about some things you can do. You know, think of the energy levels. Think of where you are. If you haven't already listened or had your debrief, you know, get that scheduled. Listen to the call for the default debrief. And think about, okay, what's the energy level that I have for this right now? What would it look like if I increased my energy level just one step? And if you're somebody who wants a little more information about the energy levels, the creator of that assessment that we did, his name is Bruce Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, and he wrote a book called Energy Leadership. And it takes a business example of what the levels look like, but it's really great information. So if that's something that you're interested in to learn more about the energy levels, take a look at that book. All right. The last thing that's covered in the Keep in Touch system is to create your own Keep in Touch system. I encourage you to spend a little bit of time doing that, just drafting out what you think it might look like. For me, I know it really helped when I was drafting out the emails and talking point scripts, talking scripts, just because I knew if somebody asked me, well, what are you going to, why do you need my address? I had a good idea, even if it was a draft, I knew what was going to happen with it, and I was able to talk clearly about it and confidently about it, so they weren't getting nervous with my, oh, well, I'm thinking, right? So draft it out. One of the things that I didn't include in here that in retrospect it's a great option is for some of these months, maybe instead of doing a item of value letter or a personalized newsletter, set up a time to go out for coffee, to have a conversation, or even if it's just over the phone. I do mention phone calls in here, but you can do that instead of the, you know, in January, maybe you want to have a phone call instead of sending a personalized newsletter. And personalized newsletter will be defined in the module. So it's just something else to think about, another great option, another great way to keep in touch. All right. So go forth and enjoy Module 3. We're making our way through this. And again, if you have any questions, bring them to the Q&As. That's what they're there for. They're there to support you and get your question answered. If you have something you want to be coached around, you can bring those to the Q&As too. If you're getting stuck with something, perfect opportunity to get some support. All right. Have a great day. Bye.